grandmother was a family called Jonkers. Now Jonkers, then Mr. Jonker, then decided he would move to Greenhithe, and he swapped a house next door to his brother's house in Greenhithe. Now the Jonker family in Greenhithe had the largest orchard, and they had a canning factory as well. So my first experience with Greenhithe, an introduction to Greenhithe, was as a schoolboy going for school holidays because I knew the Jonker family. So I helped in the orchard and in the canning factory a bit. And then later on, I decided I would buy a section out here. So in 1959, I purchased a section for £450. And in 1965, I had my house built on the Greenhithe section. And as a member of the genealogy thing, I was interested to know who owned my land that I had built my house on. So I decided to explore that. I thought, well, it'd be interesting to trace everybody's land in Greenhithe. So then I decided to write to people in England, I discovered, and then I went right round all the old settlers here and got their genealogy information as well. From that on, I put it all together, and it was just handwritten, all this. And I went, did all the organisations in Greenhithe. I did the history of the hall and the school and the ratepayers, everything. Anything I found of interest, I would research out. And that lay in a drawer for ages and ages. And then one of the women at television said, "What are you doing with all that stuff?" I said, "I can't afford to get it published or anything." She said, "Well, I'll type it up for you." And she typed it up on a typewriter. So this massive volume she typed up. Then I was sitting on a bus one day, and one of the local residents, Barry Woods, said to me, "What are you doing with all that?" And I said, "Well, it's been sitting in a drawer for about 10 years. He said, "Well, I've got a printing press in my garage. Bring it all down and I'll make up what's called paper plates and I'll get it printed off for you." And a local woman did the sketch on the cover and it was all printed up. And so then I had a opening day in the hall, and I had a second lot done later on, a few years later. That's how the history of Greenhithe came about. I had the pass site surveyed. I got, and we trekked right up in Hellier's Creek and down the slopes of Hellier's Creek, and we found where the pass site was, and so he surveyed that, and that's in the book as well. And the pa is Tauhinu, that's the name of the pa. And then when the Upper Harbour Crossing went across bridge, they renamed the road Upper Harbour Drive. It used to be called View Road. So I suggested to them that they renamed the lower part to Tauhinu Road after the pass site. So that's how it's got its name as well. It means scented shrub, because the Tauhinu plant grew all over the place. One of the very earliest settlers here had actually been given the history of the actual par. And yes, I have, you know, I've traced ancestors back to a Samoan's chief's daughter. My grandmother used to say, "You're related to royalty."